there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling the radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're gonna start a new life under the sea.
So, am I gonna drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Drop under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, Bill the Producer, Jimmy the Bubble Boy in the studio with us today. Okay, now Bill, you got to help me out here. Is this some kind of urban internet nonsense that is going on?
Yes.
I just got a story that came across my desk. Said that cruise ship off the coast of Italy, while it was going down, the theme song from the movie Titanic was playing.
How is that
I
even
read that
remotely
too.
Possible?
No, I read that.
Well, that's right. The power went off. So
the power fluctuated and came back on. But no, they were not playing the theme music from Titanic.
Heart Will Go On from the film. Some of the people
may I point
the
out numero uno. May I point
playing.
Out numero uno. May I point out one little thing. It was an Italiano cruise ship. An Italiano cruise ship. Hey, you know, the Italians, they make some beautiful music. Why would they play some Hollywood di Garbaggio?
That's right, Bill. I think they were playing Frank Sinatra's That's Life.
Maybe.
When the moon in the sky hits you in the face like a pie, that's a pizza pie.
Yeah.
He needs help, Greg.
Well, I don't know. Actually, I'm looking at a quote here. A guy, one of the passengers from Switzerland, said he was listening to the song My Heart Will Go On.
On his iPod?
With his brother on the ship when it crashed into the rocks.
Was he watching?
It doesn't say, so maybe that's what it was.
Was he watching the movie on his DVD player?
Yeah, that would be kind of, it'd be like watching Jaws on a shark dive, wouldn't it?
It's kind of like watching any movie from the mid-1970s on an airplane.
Yeah, today's movie, in-flight movie, will be Alive.
Yeah. I don't know. That's just nutty, nutty stuff.
Like watching that new Liam Neeson movie on an airplane.
Maybe. Maybe. But, you know, as I mentioned in Hour 1, next week I will be leaving for a liveaboard trip. Now, we got one show to go before, so you'll hear next Saturday's show. As usual, but then I'm off to the Dominican Republic.
DR, as they like to call
it. The DR, yes. On the other side of Haiti, by the way. Right?
Actually, also it's on the other side of Cuba, also on the other side of Puerto Rico.
No, it's the same landmass, isn't it?
It's the same island.
Hispaniola.
Yeah.
Which kind of made me a little nervous when I heard I had to fly into there, but it's a huge landmass. And I said, so it's nothing like Haiti?
It's big.
No, it's the happy side.
It's big. Yeah. It's not huge. It's not as big as Florida.
I don't really understand, though. Why is the Dominican Republic so upscale compared to Haiti? Why is there such a discrepancy between these two
places? Okay,
there's
a couple of things we need to to discuss quickly.
Geography?
It was an island which was split between the French and the Spanish for a long time.
Okay.
And although DR is nicer than Haiti, not as nice as Florida.
Yes.
Well, it depends on where you're going. There's supposedly some mega resorts in the Dominican Republic.
You can take a mega resort and dump it anywhere.
Well, that's true. You're right. I understand that.
If you're self-contained and you don't have to worry about the infrastructure of the surrounding
But why
anarchy,
are there none of those in Haiti?
Haiti used to be the French Riviera of the Caribbean a couple hundred years ago.
He's making
No, it's
up.
True. That's true. Now it's like, you know, the French fry or the French toast.
Yeah. Well, see,
actually,
I don't really know
the
what's
Haitian
going on.
Government has been a lot more
Look at Bill trying to be politically correct.
Yeah, I'm trying to come up with a way to say it without saying that they're just filled with political scoundrels running their business. And really, that country has been... It's been a short period of time that they've had legitimate government there. The Duvaliers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Papa Doc and Baby Doc ran that country literally into the ground.
Okay. Well, yeah.
Then they had the earthquake, which really severely affected
But see, that's what I thought. Well, since it's the same landmass, why didn't that affect the Dominican Republic at all?
Oh,
strong
let's see.
Border guards.
There was a couple of pretty decent-sized earthquakes in New England last month. How'd that affect you?
Well, I mean, it obviously is a massive landmass then, I guess.
It's a big island.
It doesn't look that big. When you look at the map, it doesn't look that massive.
Okay.
Well, no, I'm just saying.
It's one of the Greater Antilles.
Isn't it just south of Turks and Caicos?
How big do you think
let me pull
Dominica
it up on
is?
Maps.
Do you think Dominica is a little island?
Yeah, it's a little island. Yeah.
Would it be a little island still if you could put 20 of them into an island? Would 20 Dominicas be a little island?
No.
Because DR is probably the size of 20 Dominicas.
You think?
Yeah.
All right, I'll have to.
Haiti is about the size of another 10.
Oh, that's pretty big.
So it's about the island of Hispaniola is probably 30 Dominicas.
Okay, I'll go with you on that. I just, you know, and I'll learn all about this stuff when I get there.
That seems likely.
But I will. I'll see it enough a little bit. But I've heard really good things about the Dominican Republic as far as going there to take a look around.
They make some great baseball really players.
Nice. No, and it's beautiful. I heard it's really beautiful. They make some great resorts.
Let's call David Ortiz or Manny Ramirez. They're from there.
You think?
I know that they're from the Dominican Republic.
Stop stalking baseball players, Bill.
Actually, I have a friend who had David Ortiz sign the driver's side door of his pickup truck.
Well, I do think, you know, I love going on liveaboards.
Because you love leaving.
No, I
you don't love us anymore.
And then he walked out of our lives.
That is really probably my favorite relaxing type of dive trip. Because you get out on the boat.
Yeah.
The Explorer Ventures boat, I have no doubt, will be phenomenal as always.
Well, and this time here, since you won't have to worry about strapping on gear every time you go in the water, it'll be as easy as anything.
All I got to do is
snorkel and some fins.
I don't even know if we need fins. I'm wondering if we even need fins on this trip because I think
bring
they just
fins.
Kind of jump snorkel in the water fins. And ease into the water and watch the whales. Well, I'm sure I get
bring the fins anyway.
Yeah, I'm bringing fins.
Couple of pair of force fins.
But it brought me
what
to
if
thinking,
your boat capsizes? You'll need them.
You know, I get this question all the time, and any experienced diver who comes across a non-diver and they find out that you dive, that you get two questions. First of all, where's the best place to dive? And secondly, aren't you afraid of the sharks?
You know what? They ask everyone. You're the only person who actually knows where the best place to dive is since you've dove everywhere.
Well, you know, but that's an unfair question. Because there's so much great diving all around
they're
the world.
They're like my children.
You have favorite spots for various different reasons, but it really depends on where you're going. But what is the best type of diving?
Best type of diving is liveaboard diving.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm throwing out there.
The best type of diving is liveaboard diving on an Explorer Ventures cruise where you get one of those fill-in slots like 3 weeks before they go, so they've reduced the price. And you're going with your brand new 50% off force fins.
And
that's the best dive trip ever.
And Scuba Radio's there with their mermaids.
Yeah, that never hurts, I guess.
That's awesome.
That's not a bad perk.
But I
mean, you know, some people really like wreck diving. You know, for instance, my buddy there, Scott, who went with us New Year's Eve over to Bimini.
Yeah.
And he did his first shark dive with Neil Watson and myself. And he was ecstatic, but the one thing that jumped out to him was on the third dive, we actually did a little snorkel dive around the cement wreck off the coast of Bimini, and he just thought that was the coolest thing he'd ever seen. He goes, I want to do some more wreck diving. Now, I personally, wrecks, I like them, but I don't seem to have the passion for wreck diving that I have found from other folks that I've run into. There's some people, they are just like, wrecks are it. That's all they want to do. They don't care about the reef. They don't care about this critter or that critter so much, but they want to go down and dive a wreck. And I guess I'm trying to figure that out. What is it? You think it's just a personal preference thing?
I love it, Greg. It's a nostalgia. It's like you have to have respect for Mother Nature. You see a big ship down there, and you're going through it, and you're like, wow, you know, this. We really are humbled here.
Okay,
maybe
that's the steaming pile of poo.
that's Steven Tyler poo. Is that what you said?
Don't bring Steven Tyler into this.
Actually, yeah, he was actually, by the way, before I forget, Steven Tyler from Aerosmith and American Idol was on The Tonight Show last night, and he did a little shout-out to his fellow divers.
No way.
Yeah, he's a certified diver. The whole gang there at Aerosmith. But evidently they just...
Dive this way!
They just...
Dive this way!
Man, you know what? I might have to do that. Let's get him on the phone, see if we can do a little thing.
That would be cool.
Dude, that's like a lady, dude!
Well, no chance now, Greg.
All right, I smell a parody. Or maybe that's lunch, I don't know.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
She is home to the oldest protected rainforest in the Western Hemisphere, the largest brain coral in the world, and she's considered the true jewel of the Caribbean Sea. Her sparkle will live in your memory long after you have left her shores. Tobago is her name, and she is now calling for you. Pristine coral reefs teeming with rich marine life are just the beginning. Find out why this is so in Tobago by going to visittobago.gov.tt. That's visittobago.gov.tt.
Could you stay like that?
I don't know.
Oh, get in the picture.
Sandy's a girl?
You know, I've never taken a picture of whales before. I've done whale sharks. I've taken pictures of them. Let me clarify that. But I've never been able to swim or be in the water with a humpback whale. So that's what we're going to do in the Dominican Republic here next week. And the goal will be to get some pictures of these magnificent animals. It'll be interesting to see the challenges of getting some video and pictures with my camera set up. I imagine a wide-angle lens is going to be important on this situation. But we'll see. I'll have to kind of go, and I'll have a week of trial and error getting those shots just right. Going on this weekend down in the Florida Keys, I believe... there's a seafood festival, and we are being represented in one capacity or another down there with our crew of mermaids or pod. They're kind of localized down there in the Keys. They like warmer water, so they have a tendency to gravitate towards that part of the country. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that we have Mermaid Sarah on display at the seafood festival. I don't think she's there, as you know, to sample. I think she's just there to represent, help out our folks from ReefSafe, and you know, hand out product and stuff like that. But I don't think you get to snack on her. Is that right, Bill? Am I correct? Is Mermaid Sarah there on site as well as part of the Seafood Fest?
I can neither confirm nor deny that Sarah, that the scuba radio mermaid known as Sarah may be masquerading as the Reef Safe mermaid known as Sarah.
All right.
I can neither confirm nor deny.
All we can know for sure is she's greased up and ready to go with our buddy Dan from Reef Safe, and he is on scuba radio right now. Dan, how are you, my friend? How are things down there in Key Largo?
Hi, Greg. How are you?
Good. Now, Dan, tell us. It is a seafood festival, right? Is that the deal? Is that what's going on?
No, it's actually the Marotta Way Art Festival.
Oh, it's an art festival. Where did I get this seafood fest thing?
Hello?
I don't know. You know, I don't know where I got this seafood fest thing, but it's an art. I feel much safer now because I thought Sarah's life was in jeopardy. I thought we were going to have to, we might potentially lose a mermaid. I feel much better now. So it's an art festival going on in Key Largo this weekend. That's what it is. And you're there doing what?
Actually, it's Isla Mirada, and she's given out over 500 bottles of Reef Safe to the attendees here.
Right. Okay. So Reef Safe, biodegradable sun care products. She gives out these bottles of Reef Safe for them to take home, not for them to rub on her, I'm guessing. Is that?
That's probably true. But also, they can't allow her to go with the Reef Safe product to a SeaFest.
An art festival?
No, a seafood festival.
Why?
Well, people think it's maybe a white sauce or maybe something that would be good for. You know, for cooking seafood in. So they don't allow that anymore.
Yeah, no.
Reef Safe is safe, but it's not really a good garnish, is it, Dan?
Yeah, I wouldn't think so.
I don't think it would be as good as tartar sauce, no.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's good to go. So what are you doing down there at the art festival? Just because there's so many folks out there and the sun is obviously an issue, so you're offering these little bottles of sun care to turn on or keep them safe in the sun. But also to keep the water safe, right? Because this Reef Safe sun care product is good for the reef as well as for your skin, correct? Right, Dan?
Yes. Just educating the consumer as to Reef Safe is good for their skin as well as the environment.
Yeah, and if you go to tropicalseas.com, you can get all the information you need about this biodegradable sun care product line of stuff. How is Mermaid Sarah holding up today? Is she representing well for you there as a mermaid that needs sun care or what? I don't know. Why? I mean,
I think the real question is she exposing enough skin to make it worthwhile to be handing out Reef Safe sun care products?
What do you think, Dan?
Oh, from the amount of people wanting pictures with her, I'd say there's plenty of exposure there.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Very nice. All right, well, that's good that she's doing that. What's new with you? This is your first show of the season where you're taking the Reef Safe products out to various events to turn them on about to this new sun care line that is good for the reef as well as good for your skin, right, Dan? Is that what the deal is, Dan?
For first one of 2012, yeah. And after DEMA, where we hooked up with you guys and did the DEMA show, Reef Safe's gone international.
Reef Safe has gone international. It is now being worn by the divers rescuing from the Costa Concordia off of the coast of Italy. That's what you meant, right?
True.
I'm reasonably sure that's what it is.
I'm not sure if that's the case. Is it, Dan? You got to. I don't know. Wait, is that the case, Dan, or what? No. I know they got it in Bimini.
No. We've. Managed to get in Indonesia. We've gotten on dive boats in Mexico with the product, Palau, Hawaii. So the divers definitely understand the message that Reef Safe is all about.
Yeah, you know, and that's the thing. If you see this stuff showing up on a dive boat that you're on, know that it is biodegradable reef sun care stuff that's good for the reef. And that's the bottom line, because all these suntan lotions that everybody brings on the boat, obviously you got to protect your skin. That's the first and foremost thing. However, that sheen that you end up seeing on the top of the water after divers and swimmers get up and out of the water, that stuff settles down on the reef. And if it's not reef safe, it can be very harmful to the reef. It'll smother this stuff and just kill it, right? That's what the science has told us over the last few years. And that was how this is how ReefSafe came to be, right, Dan? Is that pretty much it in a nutshell?
That's pretty much it in a nutshell, yes. And a lot of these people in the Keys being surrounded by water definitely have seen what you're talking about.
Very good. All right, well, enjoy yourself at the art festival. Tell Sarah to stay greased up, and hopefully we'll see her in all her glory.
Well, this is going to go badly. This is going to go so badly.
What do you mean? What?
Oh, he's going to say, Greg said I should grease you up. What you drinking?
No, that isn't what I meant. Dan knows what I meant. It was definitely on the up and up right there. Dan, you're with me, right?
Oh, yeah, the up and up, right.
Yeah, or down and down, I don't know. All right, tropicalseas.com, go there. You can get all the information you need on ReefSafe sun care products. And once again, when you get that stuff, it's good for you and for the reef. And that's the bottom line, because we obviously want to protect the reef. Otherwise, we have no reason to get in the water. There's not much to see. Whether you're liveaboard diving, wreck diving, reef diving, it's all good to use a product that is safe for the environment as well as for yourself. More coming up. Stay close. I've been informed that Mermaid Sarah, who's at the art festival down there in Adamarada, has not been greased up to the point that she can't hold a cell phone. And she is holding a cell phone and is ready to discuss or talk with us right now. Sarah, are you with us? Are you there? Come in, Sarah. Hello, Sarah.
She's telling. She's-
yes. Hi, Sarah. How are you? Welcome. Good to hear your voice.
And how are you?
Yeah. So, You got. How are things down there in Isla Morada? Are they treating you well? Are you doing the mermaid thing proud and greasing up with this reef safe all over or what?
No, I'm letting other people do the greasing up with the product.
Oh, I bet.
Hold on.
But are you charging them?
If you go to this art fest in Isla Morada this week, you can grease up a mermaid.
Hey,
that is the best thing
I
have ever
way.
Heard.
No,
this is a plan.
She's a very nice girl. Sarah doesn't do that.
That doesn't sound.
And if
bad
she does, she better be charging them like $20 a minute, because she's a very pretty young lady. Sarah, how are you? Are you having fun out there today or what? Tell us.
I'm having a great time seeing everybody out here. We're having beautiful weather.
Yeah, what kind of art stuff do they have on display there in Isla Morada? Is there any diving or mermaid-themed artwork on display there at this event? I'm guessing there probably is. Or are you kind of stationary and you can't move? I'm guessing that might be the case, too.
I've seen some, there's metal sculptures with mermaid stuff, and I've seen some paintings with mermaid stuff, and lots of ocean life, lots of fish, and beautiful, beautiful artwork here.
Excellent. All right, and you got another hour or two to go there, I guess, at this art festival today in Isla Morada. Are you doing this again tomorrow? Probably.
It's actually ending at 5:00, so we're almost wrapping it up here.
Ah, okay. And I would imagine you're properly bronzed after an afternoon of sun tanning with your reefs safe sun care stuff on board. You're properly bronzed today. You got a nice little tan going, I'm guessing, right? Yep. Sure.
Yeah. Not a good tan, but I'm keeping my skin protected with the reef safe.
Excellent. All right, there you go. Mermaid Sarah on display, all greased up there at the art festival in Isla Morada today. Got a few more minutes to catch her. All right, more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
It's ocean madness, all right. Sailors call it aqua dementia. The deep down crazies, the wet willies, the screaming moist.
You're an ocean, settle down, what's a commotion? I'm an island, but you're an ocean. It's a stormy sea of living emotion. You got me suspended motionless in time.
Got to thank Michael. He sent us an email about our conversation earlier about regulator overhauls. And it says, Greg, just so you know, Scuba Toys, which is a big outfit. I don't know where they're at exactly. I want to say Texas. I'm thinking Texas. But anyway, you go to scubatoys.com. Does annual service for regulators. $50 for first stage, second stage in octo, and gauges plus parts. So that's a great deal right there. So maybe you can even do that online. I don't know. ScubaToys.com. Also, manufacturers will only let staff members of a dive shop attend regulator repair courses. And I did know that. I mean, maybe I didn't clarify that when I said, hey, you could learn how to do this, but you would obviously have to work through a dive shop, maybe do a part-time thing with a dive shop, and as part of your training, say you want to learn how to do regulator repair, and in the process, you get your own regulator repaired. You know, a part-time gig, helping out your local dive center and that kind of thing. You might be able to work that angle. You never know.
Scuba Toys, by the way, is out of Carrollton, Texas.
There you go. See, I thought it was Texas. So my memory isn't totally shot. All right, so in about a week, I will be heading over to the Dominican Republic to do some humpback whale diving. Or snorkeling, I should say, with humpback whales. And I did get this story this week. The headline is, Do Dolphins Speak Whale in Their Sleep? And evidently, there's been a couple of dolphins that were in a, in like one of those dolphin shows. And the researchers had stumbled across at night when the dolphins are sleeping, and they were recording their sounds for research and stuff, and found out that while they were sleeping, the dolphins were making whale sounds that were evidently produced during the show that they would do. So they would have whale sounds going on during the dolphin show. I don't know if it's a whale dolphin show.
It is absolutely, positively, no question about it. The dolphins are screwing with us. There's no question about it now. I have for a very long time believed that we were perhaps the second or third smartest species on this planet. And I have always felt the dolphins were smarter than us, and there is now, at this point in my mind, absolutely no question, they are just screwing with us.
Well, I don't know if they're screwing with us or they have the same problems we do, which is talking in your sleep.
Do you think maybe one of these dolphins is having a little thing on the side with one of the whales?
Well, or maybe they're dreaming.
Muttering sweet nothings.
Evidently, these dolphins are having wet dreams and
speaking
whale.
Come here, big boy. And when I say big boy, I mean big boy.
It's hard to tell. We can't tell what the actual language means. Maybe they're mocking the whales in their sleep. Yeah.
It's like, maybe the dolphins are going, I can't believe he's a humpback. Like, that's so funny. What do you think the sperm whale thinks?
I'm a humpback. I'm a humpback.
Yeah, but it's kind
humpy,
of
humpy, humpy, humpy,
humpy. I'm a sperm whale. Click, 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 click.
No, why do you guys? You're like your addition on the whales. Why do you think the whales are dumb? You're acting like the whales are big old goofy fish.
I think compared to the dolphins, they are.
Well, maybe.
And not the killer fish whales at all.
Not the orca.
I may feel differently after swimming with these animals.
You might. I might say, you know what? Having a humpback for a girlfriend wouldn't be a bad idea.
Well, I don't know about that.
Pull up, pull up, pull up!
Yeah. Well, it'll be interesting to see, because I have swam with dolphins, and I don't expect them to be as energetic as dolphins when it comes to photographic
Greg,
subjects or just kind of watching them.
What about that video of a couple weeks ago? The girl, she was on a surfboard or something. The humpback whale came up and almost landed on her. You didn't see that?
I didn't see that. Thanks for that.
Yeah.
Mental image there.
Yeah.
James, here I thought I was going on a nice, leisurely liveaboard trip, and now I'm hearing that I could be risking my life.
They could also try to sell you insurance from what I hear from these humpback whales.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Pacific something.
Yeah.
Right. But,
life insurance.
You know, the one thing I have heard about the humpbacks is that when you get in the water, they sing. And you will hear them before you will see them. But sometimes they really go crazy on the singing thing, and they will literally sing so loud they will rattle your bones.
Wow.
So they like hover upside down in a singing-like position. Maybe this is a part of the mating ritual. I wonder if think it has something to do with that.
They could be passing gas, and they're just...
I'll remember, stay away from the tail.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But I've heard that when they sing, there's certain, they sing lower than we can hear, but we can feel it.
Oh, like a subwoofer.
So they can hit a certain frequency, and it will literally rattle your bones.
It's like hip-hop whales. Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, it is. It's kind of like, yeah. Boom, ba-doom, boom, boom.
Oh, I can see him now in the next Affleck commercial.
Exactly.
Bring on that super bass. Boom, ba-doom, boom, 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 boom. Whatever that.
You need life insurance. Boom, 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 boom.
She's a super freak. She's super freaky.
No,
pull out, pull out, pull out, pull out.
I was doing.
I know what you were doing.
Yeah. Okay. So anyway,
and we've moved past it.
All right. But I don't know if that would be kind of freaky if it vibrates your bones. I couldn't really some people told me about this experience they had with these humpback whales. I couldn't tell if it was something they were happy about or something that kind of freaked them out. And I don't know how I'd feel about that, if I'd think that was cool, or I'd go like, oh, my God, he's going to sing to the point where it's going to shatter my bones or what, you know?
No, but that could be very therapeutic for somebody with bad knees. Right, Bill?
Or constipated.
There you go.
Just shake the poo right out of you?
I think that's a song.
That might be the new slug line for Nutrisystem. I don't know. They're not a sponsor, by the way. Obviously never will be after that comment. Not bad. Is that your best whale?
Oh, that was a little indigestion there.
Yeah. That's kind of squeaky. I think they're lower. Okay. Do we have any whale sounds that this is such a new thing for me. I don't know what to expect. And I don't want to necessarily go in blind. Having no clue of what to expect when I get into the Dominican Republic there.
I taped the third season of Roseanne Barr.
Yeah, I could watch a week of Oprah.
Yeah.
To get warmed up.
Oh.
Yeah, that's nice, isn't it? Nothing like a go-to fat joke.
Always. When you're talking about whales, how can you resist?
Yeah. Well, it'll be fun, though. And this is a pretty exclusive kind of trip to get on. These liveaboard trips that they offer, because it's only a short period of time where the whales are in the area, and it is limited and regulated to the number of boats and the people they allow in that area to swim with the whales.
Do you know the crew? Do you know any of them? The captain?
Yeah. Well, Tom Conlon, he is the guy who orchestrates the trips down here, and he's been doing this for years, working with these animals. So, I mean, he's kind of like the whale whisperer, right? Like
you
mentioned that earlier. He's done this for many, many years. And I've talked to him, and it's taken 15 years, but we finally worked it out where I was able to come out and see that. So it's going to be quite a treat, and I am going to try to capture as much as I can on video and picture while I'm there. But of course we'll be doing a radio show from the deck of the boat as well, and it's the Turks and Caicos boat.
That's the one I was on. That's awesome.
From Explorer Ventures down there to the DR for this period. So that'll be that boat. Awesome boat, one of the biggest liveaboards in the entire Caribbean, and Clay from Explorer Ventures will be on the boat with me as well. So it'll be a fun show to do, and a whole new experience, and that's what it's all about, right?
Absolutely.
What do you think, Bill? Would you,
don't even pretend that you're saying, well, Bill, would you like to go on something like that?
No, I wasn't going to say. I'm just saying.
Boy, but wouldn't that be fun if you could go on a trip like the one I'm getting to go on that you can't go on? Wouldn't that be nice? Wouldn't you enjoy that? Wouldn't that be fun? Maybe the whale could shake your bones and then see how you feel, and then we could talk about it. That'd be nice. But no, don't even try it.
I was just going to say that. Is it something you would think you would want to do? I mean, like on the on your list of dive places you want to go, where would you put that on the list?
I would put that relatively low, and I'll tell you why.
Why?
Because it's snorkeling. And really? I just don't like snorkeling all that much. I don't
learned.
Enjoy it.
See, the thing is, you know, I went to that freediving class with Mark Stepanek this last year, so I'm anxious to put those skills to the test.
That would be good if I had some of those skills. I got none of them.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact K7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Bula, that's the greeting you get from the smiling, generous Fijians who welcome you to Fiji. And while Fiji's friendly people, white sand beaches, rainforest, and waterfalls are a huge draw for any traveler, divers in the know consider Fiji the soft coral capital of the world. With direct regular flights from LAX on Air Pacific, it's never been easier to live your Fiji experience. Go to FijiMe.com to book dive packages from backpacker to five-star spa resorts. That's FijiMe.com.
Show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, Bill the Producer, Jimmy the Bubble Boy in the studio today. A couple little tidbits for you. Mermaid Tony was supposed to go to Our World Underwater with us and represent as a mermaid, but we've had a little change of plans. Tony, and hopefully I'm not sharing the information I should not, but it's too late at this point. She's got another gig to work with the folks at Paddy in Grenada.
Hold on 1 second here.
A massive video
shoot. Hold on 1 second.
What?
You're telling me, because this makes no sense to me,
mm-hmm.
You're saying that there's a chance that Tony the Mermaid would turn down a chance to go to Chicago in February and instead go to the Caribbean to film with Paddy.
Yeah, hard to believe, huh?
That seems nonsensical.
Has she been
to me.
Drinking, Greg?
Well, yeah, but then when has she not?
Oh, true.
So yeah. You're saying she's going to stay in a place where it's warm and sunny and get paid for being involved in a film shoot instead of being forced by Greg to be dressed as nothing more than a mermaid with pictures out in the snow because this'll be great.
Well, no, it's, well, you have snow angels. We have snow mermaids, and every time when we're in Chicago, We try to mark that one off the list. We still haven't got the ultimate snow mermaid shot yet. We've tried for the last few years, but we just haven't gotten one where I thought, this is it. Because the conditions
weren't
right.
So you're saying to me she's going to swap the opportunity to perhaps go into the record books as the mermaid who made the perfect snow mermaid,
right,
and instead lay around on the beaches in the sand in the Caribbean.
In Grenada, yeah.
It is completely inconceivable to me that that might be true. In fact, I might even say inconceivable.
Well, you know, the thing is, sure, you can do sand mermaids in Grenada, but it's not snow. There's not, what kind of challenge is that? There's no challenge in trying to do a sand mermaid in Grenada. Well, I've done those millions of times.
You can't throw you can't throw snowballs at them there either, can you, Greg?
Well, you can throw lumps of sand on them. But it just kind of like expands in midair and turns into a
shower,
spray,
a big shower
spray.
Of silicone.
Yeah. But yeah, so Mermaid Tony.
Silica.
Congrats to Tony for getting a real gig and having a great opportunity. Our plan in Chicago is Mermaid Tiffany. And Lizzie and Lacey from the Gainesville area, they're going to come out and represent.
Well, that'll be easier for them because Gainesville is practically Chicago. I think everyone will admit
that. They've never been to Our World Underwater, which is a massive dive show. It's a great dive show. And let's face it, February in Chicago, what else are you going to do? You're either snowed in or it's too damn cold outside. Might as well go to the convention center and see a dive show and feel like you're going to places warm.
If you're in Chicago, I agree with you wholeheartedly. If you're in Grenada, I disagree wholeheartedly.
Is it the south side of Chicago, Greg?
No, it's right by O'Hare International Airport, the number one dive site in Chicago, by the way, is where the Our World
Underwater
Dive Show.
The greatest destination for a Chicagoland diver, the O'Hare International Airport.
The dive site, yeah. It's at the Rosemont Convention Center, Our World Underwater. Great dive show. The people in Chicago, that's why I keep going back. Why do I torture myself every year to go to Chicago in February? Because of the people. Oh, and the food ain't half bad either in Chicago. I got to give them credit.
The beer's not bad.
They got good beer.
They got
the bears. Yes.
Oh,
so, it's a fun trip.
We practiced that for 4 hours today.
Exactly. So we'll have plenty of mermaid representation. Also, Pup the Scuba Cowboy is going to be there at Our World Underwater with us as well. So we'll have the full song and dance routine, mermaids, music, and mayhem.
Because he's a musician.
Usual, right
song
there.
Song and dance routine.
Yeah. We're trying. But we're going to do that without Tony, evidently, because she got this gig in Grenada.
Inconceivable!
Does she need a mermaid wrangler down there? She's not going to be a mermaid.
Oh, right? She's going to need help.
I think I need to go.
Well, you know, for these Patty videos, which is what they're going to shoot, it's some kind of training video thing or something, I guess.
Whatever.
You know, it's interesting how they cast this stuff. What they look for is, you know, the girl next door, and you know, they need guys, too. And ironically, they never call me.
That's not true because...
What do you mean?
I
played a dead guy in the damn video.
You did play... They said, we need someone that looks like they're dead all the time.
Right.
It was your throwing up, Greg. That was too realistic for
them.
That's what it was. Well.
They'd seen it. They'd seen it before. They said, he did this in Grenada the last time he was out there
boat. No, he's died on video before. We can't have him do it again because people won't buy it.
And I'll tell you, you are almost in this last one, but creepy old guy got cut from the script.
It's a rebreather, Craig, not a re-eater.
Well, anyway, they didn't call me, ironically. But I'm busy. I'm going to be in Chicago.
Too busy.
Yes.
Too busy in Chicago.
Yeah, but I guess they do have to, have to book some guys for this shoot, too, when they have to be the proper height. And they got to look like a good match for Mermaid Tony.
That's true.
And they have to take all this stuff into account. You know?
So a guy who outweighs her by 150 pounds and is approximately her same height and a good solid 30 years older than her, would that be a good match? Because I'm available.
You think?
Well, you know, you can throw your hat into the ring.
That wouldn't
you
be...
You could call him.
I would like to keep my hat on. I think that gives me a better chance.
A top hat.
Well, what are you going to do?
And a monocle.
You have to call the folks at Patty. I'll put in a word for you or say, I'll call him up and say, I don't know who this guy is. I have no connection to him whatsoever.
That might be the best endorsement you can give.
Well, there you go. It's all about giving, Bill. All right, that'll do it for this week. Remember, till next week, it's always better
down where it's wetter.
Good diving, everybody.
That's why it's hot.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.